Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Seashells are so pretty. Some are white, others are pink. Sometimes they have blue on them. Let's pretend we're picking up and holding big or tiny seashells as we sing Seashells.
Seashells, seashells, many pretty seashells, rough and shiny ones, big and tiny ones. Jesus made the seashells. Seashells, seashells, many pretty seashells, rough and shiny ones, big and tiny ones. Jesus made the seashells.
We get to clap in this song. Our friend Jesus is the one who gives us so many blessings, good things. Let's think about our blessings and clap our hands as we sing. If you're blessed, then you know it, clap your hands.
If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands. If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands. If you're blessed and you know it, then your face will surely show. If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands. If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands. If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands. If you're blessed and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're blessed and you know it, clap your hands.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. Why did the wise men build his house on a rock?
Because he didn't want his house to fall down.
Yes, he built it on a rock so it would be strong and safe and not fall down. Question two. Why did the foolish man build his house on the sand?
Because he wanted to build it quick.
Because it was easier and faster, but it didn't last, did it? Question three. When the waves came, which house stayed standing and did not fall apart? The wise man's house or the foolish man's house?
The wise man's house.
The wise man's house, who built on a rock. Jesus wants us to be wise and make good choices, just like the wise man. Our lesson today is rocks. Psalm 18, verse 2.
The Lord is my rock.
Heavenly Father, please help us to have wisdom as we hear our story. Amen. Are boulders big rocks or tiny rocks?
Big rocks.
They are big, big rocks. How about pebbles? Are they big or tiny?
Tiny little ones.
Pebbles are very tiny. One of my favorite rocks is Half Dome in Yosemite. Maybe you've been there. Perhaps you've seen a picture. It's a really famous, beautiful place. It's a huge dome, a big rock out in the mountain. Some rocks are sharp and rough, and some rocks are smooth and shiny. Which do you like better?
Smooth and shiny?
I like smooth and bumpy.
I like the smooth, shiny ones. Do you know what makes rocks smooth and shiny? Well, if you've ever gone down to the river, you can find the rocks in there, and if they've been there a long time, the water that has rushed over them has made them smooth. You can also put a rock in a tumbler, and it goes round and round and round and round. And as it keeps tumbling, it turns a rough rock into a shiny rock. Things that have been trials for these rocks can actually help them become more beautiful. Sometimes we go through things that are kind of tough, or maybe we have to do chores over and over, or maybe we have to walk up hills to get to our house. But in the end, if we keep doing these things, it can make us stronger or have a more beautiful character. Rocks are made from something called minerals. Many rocks are hard and strong. Some rocks are rough and have sharp edges, while some are very smooth. People sometimes make rocks into tools because they're so very strong. A solid or rocky place is a good place for building a house. The wise man in our Bible story built his house where? Up on a rock. And what did that do? That kept him safe. The flood could not wash away his house. What did the wise man in our story build his house on?
A rock.
That's right. How is Jesus like a rock to us?
Because he's strong and he's mighty. With his love.
Jesus is like a rock. He's big, he's strong, he's solid, and he is safe. If we stay close to him and obey him, he will help us when trouble comes. Jesus will be our rock. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse is Proverbs 4, verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding. Now, let's learn it in a scripture song.
Get wisdom, get understanding, understanding, understanding. Get wisdom, get understanding. Proverbs 4, verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding, understanding, understanding. Get wisdom, get understanding. Proverbs 4, verse 5.
I'm so glad you joined us today as we have our devotional time with Jesus. I hope you'll keep listening to it, learning the verses, learning the songs, and coming close to our friend Jesus. If you want to color your coloring picture, go to startingwithjesus.com, and I would love to see your coloring pictures. Could you ask your mommy or daddy to send me a copy of your picture at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com? I'd love to see your coloring. Let's fold our hands for prayer. Heavenly Father, we want you to be our rock. Help us to make the good choices, even when it's harder work, because we know that when we make good choices, we're being wise. Please bless us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing song today is Wise Man. We can do the action and make our fingers look like rain coming down as we sing. Bye-bye.
The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.